From KYA, San Francisco, Robert A. Knowlton reports the news.
Comedian Bob Hope concluded his seventh annual tour of American bases in South Vietnam today, telling newsmen at Long Binh that American politicians should, as he put it, keep their mouths shut so we can win this thing. Hope asserted that the Vietnam conflict is not a war. He says if it had been a war, we wouldn't be here today. The 67-year-old entertainer also said morale in the war zone is tremendous. His next stop, South Korea, then he goes to Alaska. Pope Paul said today that sociologists and statesmen want to make the world into a single family, and he said God tells men to free themselves of centuries of such poisons as selfishness, hate, pride, and personal or class interest. The Pope delivered his annual Christmas message to the crowd in St. Peter's Square. Earlier, he celebrated Mass for about 15,000 in the Basilica. Britain's Queen Elizabeth interprets the message of Christmas as learning to be concerned about one another. In her recorded radio broadcast out of London, she also urged her countrymen to care about the future of all life on Earth. Santa Claus and his reindeer have some additional company in the sky today. The Soviet news agency TASS announces that Russia has launched another communication satellite. That satellite, called Molniya 1, is intended for telephone, telegraph, and radio communications. It'll also be used to transmit television programs to remote areas of the Soviet Union, including Siberia. The Navy says a U.S. carrier, the Constellation, for the first time is using a virtually smokeless fuel. That new fuel, called Navy Distillate Oil, is regarded as cleaner than Navy Special, the black oil that was burned in U.S. ships since the First World War. The Constellation, a 14-year-old supercarrier, has undergone an overhaul for the past 9 months at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard at Bremerton, Washington. Special pumps and fuel filters had to be installed in order to use that newer fuel. Navy spokesman said the distillate, when it burns, produces 90% fewer hydrocarbons than black oil. Of the Navy's attack carriers in commission, 14 burn oil. The carrier Enterprise is powered by nuclear reactors. The spokesman said distillate eventually will be the Navy's only fuel. State Senator George Moscone of this city says he'd like to have the Democratic nomination for governor in 1974. The Democratic leader in the Senate put it this way yesterday. He said, "I'm certainly not declaring for governor at this date, but I think I have a responsibility when asked to be candid about my aspirations." The 41-year-old Moscone said he plans to make as many speeches and appearances as possible throughout the state the next 4 years.
KYA News Time,
1:34.
For the last 2 hours, you've been getting people out of bed, dressing the smallest one, finding school books, tying shoes, making toast, pouring coffee. And now it's your turn to relax. Have some fresh coffee. The rich aroma of MJB. The bubbling warmth of MJB. The steamy goodness of MJB. The goodness that we know means so much to you. When our blenders and tasters have created one good can of MJB, they create another, just like it. Good, rich, satisfying coffee. Time after time, can after can. And it's been like that at MJB for nearly 100 years. MJB. We care about coffee. Because you do, too.
The San Francisco forecast says fair weather today and tonight, increasing high cloudiness on Saturday with patchy fog night and morning. Paul Petzold is spending Christmas with his family, but that 62-year-old mountain climber plans to spend New Year's Day leading 22 student followers in an assault on the 13,776-foot peak of the Grand Teton in Wyoming. This will be his seventh climb on that mountain. Temperatures about this time of year on the mountain average around 20 degrees below zero, and wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour are common. Just about every family at one time or another runs into the problem of a lost dog, even on Christmas. There's a family in the Mission District right now that's been searching for a little brown schnauzer that answers to the name Oscar. It's wearing a red flea collar, but no tags. Lost Christmas Eve somewhere in the Mission District. A reminder, if you do lose a dog anytime, you can dial the SPCA special number, Lost Dog, just like it's spelled, and get a rundown on which dogs have been picked up by the SPCA. Scotland is just about the only Christian country still opposing Yuletide festivities as heathen practices, but it's becoming more Christmas conscious. White-collar workers have taken 2 days off at Christmas for many years, but until 5 years ago, Scottish manual workers in factories, shipyards, and mines all turned out to work. Well, this Christmas, only about half of them turned out. Christmas Day and the day after, called Boxing Day over in Britain, were never recognized in Scotland until a few years ago. Only children and Roman Catholics celebrated. The great majority celebrated New Year's Eve and New Year in great style, though. Modern communications, particularly television, may be the reason the Scottish view of Christmas is changing. Monday morning, the San Francisco Civil Service Commission takes a vote to decide whether to lower the required height for policemen to 5'7 instead of 5'8 in the city. Police Chief Nelder asked for the drop after hearing about a young Chinese who's trying to stretch himself 3/4 of an inch to make the force. In sports, the big weekend of pro football starts tomorrow with two games on the program. The Detroit Lions at Dallas and the Cincinnati Bengals at Baltimore. Then on Sunday, it'll be the San Francisco 49ers at Minnesota and the Miami Dolphins at Oakland. On January 3rd, a Sunday, the winners in the American and National Conferences will meet, and the finals in the National Football League will take place on Sunday, January 17th in Miami.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Bill Holly is here to play more music.
Love. Moody Blues and Question. That's 100 as we count down to the top 100 in order. It's 142 with Holly on a Christmas afternoon at KYA.
5,000 additional grandstand seats are being installed at Fremont Drag Strip. Why? Because one of the largest funny car events in Fremont history happens Sunday, January 3rd.
I've made up my mind that you're gonna love me.
A new theme song from a new motion picture called Fools.
I've made in my heart a soft place for you.
Sung by Kenny Rogers in the first edition. It's a background for two people who find each other in San Francisco.
Someone who cares.
A city for lovers.
Someone who dares.
Jason Robards and Catherine Ross. They touch each other and let go of the world in Fools.
Someone who thinks enough of you.
Fools. A love story that gives a taste of what love can be and seldom is. Rated GP, general audiences, parental guidance recommended. From Cinerama Releasing.
Now at the Alhambra Theater, exclusive San Francisco engagement. Continuous showings through January the 3rd from 1 p.m. Reliving the memories and the music of 1970. 99 as we count down to the top 100. Elvis and Don't Cry, Daddy.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head. My pillow's still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children's soul. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Again, oh, Daddy, please don't cry.
on from June of this year, Brotherhood of Man, United We Stand. That's 98 as we count down to the top 100 on a Christmas afternoon. 149 with Holly on KYA.
Now from the year's number one bestseller by Eric Segal comes Love Story. Paramount Pictures presents Ally McGraw, Ryan O'Neill, in Love Story. Love Story. In color, rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
Now playing at the Cornet, San Francisco, the Varsity, Palo Alto, Century 21, San Jose, Theater 70, Oakland, Cinema Hillsdale, San Mateo, and Century 21, Pleasant Hill. Fair skies today and tonight, but with some patches of night and morning fog and increasing high cloudiness tomorrow. 49 degrees now downtown in San Francisco.
Deck the halls with the Ancona. Ba-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Call up Maxi, Sam, and Lola. Ba-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Pop a top uni.
This is your Ancona Underground. The 7-Up establishment has proclaimed this time of the year to be the Uncola season. That's ridiculous. The Uncola season, as every undergrounder knows, is not a time of year, but rather a state of mind. And it's your duty as an undergrounder to prove this to members of the establishment. So the next time your parents throw a party to celebrate the Uncola season, put on a bathing suit and disrupt the party by asking, "If the Uncola season is a time of year, why am I wearing a bathing suit?" They probably won't be able to answer.
This is a Christmas weekend special with the top 100 songs of the year on
Look what they done to my song, Ma. The Seekers that first made the list of October the 3rd. 96 as we count them down, the top 100 at 154 with Holly. Somebody has been asleep in 100 proof on KY 157. We're counting them down, the top 100 of the year. Moving to 95, Bill Holly on KYA and Ronnie Dawson.
I'm not saying I
Francisco, and you're listening to the top 100 of the year.
1970.
It's 2 o'clock with Holly on KYA, moving right along in our top 100 countdown, song 94 of the year, Ray Price and For the Good Times.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Against the window and make believe you love me one more time. For the good
Christmas afternoon with Holly on KYA.
Someone who cares.
A new theme song by Kenny Rogers in the first edition from a new motion picture called Fools. Jason Robards and Catherine Ross star in a love story that gives a taste of what love can be and seldom is. Cinerama releasing, rated GP. General audiences, parental guidance recommended.
Now at the Alhambra Theater, exclusive San Francisco engagement, continuous showings through January the 3rd from 1 p.m. Hey, the young historians at Sunset High School in Hayward have written and they've published A History of Hayward. If you want one, KYE suggests you buy your copy now by calling Sunset High School.
Season's greetings. This is Rudy from the Town Squire, the Mecca fashion wear. The Town Squire, where all gifts are handsomely gift wrapped, just for the asking. Whether clothing, toiletries, accessories, or boutique items, you know that it's the finest of the latest. or gift him with a Tanskvair gift certificate. It's a handsome antique parchment and we'll gladly gift wrap it for you. The Tanskvair has the best collection of imported fashion wear, along with the greatest selection of popular accessories like skinny ribs, double knits, beery shirts, and tank tops. Also pleated pants and knickers with Bugsby boots and footwear, knit shirts, and even distinctive underwear. So for the man in your life this Christmas, remember, he's sure to love the gifts that he gets from the Tanskvair. Visit us on Polk Street at 1318 between Pine and Bush. The Tanskvair for new ideas in men's fashion. The Tanskvair for great holiday shopping, where it's a joy and a pleasure to shop.
Playing the top 100 of the year all weekend long. Song 93 in our journey through the top 100, Marmalade, Reflections of My Life.
Oh, but I don't wanna die.
1970. It's 2:11 with Holly on KYA. Miguel Rios, song 91 of our top 100. This is a song of joy. Of joy, 91 as we count down to the top 100 of the year 1970. It's 2:16. This is Holly on KYA.
Where's Papa? The story of Gordon Hochheiser, a young man torn between his love for mother and the urge to kill her.
You can torture her and smite her, get a dog and let him bite her, but never put your mother in a home.
Where's Papa?
Never put your mother in a home.
Rated R, it is.
And never put your mother in a home.
Rated R.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now showing in its exclusive engagement at the new Royal Theater San Francisco. It starts tomorrow. Sears Winter White Sale, low prices on sheets and pillowcases in full twin, king, and queen sizes. You shop Saturday till 9 p.m. and Sunday till 5 at all Bay Area Sears stores. Fair skies today, tonight, with some patchy morning fog tomorrow. Continued cool. 49 degrees now downtown in the city. With San Francisco's top 100 hits of 1970 played back in order.
See me, feel me, touch me, heal me.
Tommy, 90 as we count down in the top 100 of the year. It's 2:20. This is Holly on KY. Song 89 in our top 100. Brooke Benton, Rainy, 9 in Georgia.
Hoovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. So I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Talking about a rainy, 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 rainy.
Listening to the top 100 of the year on KY with Holly at 2:24 on a Christmas afternoon.
5,000 additional grandstand seats are being installed at Fremont Drag Strip. Why? Because one of the largest funny car events in Fremont history happens Sunday, January 3rd.
Johnny Cash and the Big 88 Sound from our top 100 and What is Truth?
The old man turned off the radio. Said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of you cries, what is truth? A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of three says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of you for asking, what is truth? Sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair. And although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of you cries, what is truth? Girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. A young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of you find what is true, and the lonely voice of you cries, what is true?
Running into a whole string of terrible movies lately.
From KYA San Francisco.
Entertainment Billboard.
Bright lights to quiet nights. KYA scouts entertainment for the San Francisco Bay. From his studio office on Knob Hill, Brad Messer reports.
Seems like movies just aren't having a particularly good season. Jack Hafferkamp and I have been checking out hours and hours of new movies without finding any we can solidly recommend to everyone. There Was a Crooked Man is a Warner Brothers production directed by Joseph Mankiewicz, starring a whole bunch of familiar names, Kirk Douglas, Henry Fonda, Hume Cronin, Warren Oates, and Burgess Meredith. It's a strange Western, really, set at the Arizona Territorial Prison in the late 1800s, 1883, in fact. Kirk Douglas is a likable but double-crossing, dirty-dealing, backstabbing, always-smiling robber sent to prison for a $500,000 robbery. Before he's sent away, Douglas manages to hide that $500,000 in a rattlesnake pit in the hills of Arizona. That comes into the plot later, you can be guaranteed. Henry Fonda, a rather impotent sheriff who resigns his job when he finds out the townspeople are about to fire him, Fonda becomes warden of the prison to which Kirk Douglas is sent.
Well, there are a half dozen minor plots, a couple of major ones dealing with prison reform and the fact that everyone has his price. There was a crooked man, as lighthearted, kind of fun, certainly different. See it if you find it convenient, but don't hawk your watch to raise ticket money. Rated about 5 on a scale of 10. Another movie just beginning to show itself around San Francisco is Cromwell, a very expensive epic from Columbia directed by writer Ken Hughes. Now, after something like 8 years and $8 million, Cromwell turns out to be inaccurate, dull, and only mildly entertaining. It's long, too, 2 hours and 15 minutes plus an intermission. Cromwell stars Richard Harris as the great Puritan leader and Alec Guinness as King Charles I. Cromwell deals with that fantastic period in English history when the political supremacy of Parliament was being determined at the expense of the crown. Cromwell treats the audience like idiots, unfortunately, in the worst Hollywood tradition. It's one of those films that heavy-handedly gives all the clues away, hitting you in the face with them several times. It projects 20th century issues into 17th century English events as if to say nothing ever changes, which is debatable. The film ignores many important issues, changes others, overplays yet others. With the exception of a truly excellent performance by Alec Guinness as Charles I, Cromwell is an $8 million dog. A quick glance at the San Francisco music scene. A lot of clubs and music houses close tonight because you're still busy with Christmas presents. Tomorrow, Saturday, check out Delaney, Bonnie and Friends, and the Voices of East Harlem at Fillmore West. Vince Guaraldi at the Matrix Club. Cook and Mama at Keystone Corner. And the opening of the Holiday on Ice at the Oakland Coliseum. Merry Christmas.
Brad Messer's Entertainment Billboard. Copyright 1970. From KYA, the station that knows...
It's great to be in San Francisco.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star for the finest products that can take care of your car at every Texaco station clean across the nation. Trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big bright Texaco star.
You can trust any car, old or new, to the man who wears the Texaco star. Because Texaco has great new gasolines, specially designed to help give better performance and cleaner air. Gasolines with one of the most advanced additive packages of any gasoline on the market today. So stop in to see your Texaco retailer. He has the gasoline just right for your car.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. The big, bright Texaco star.
Now, a KYA 90-second news check.
In his annual Christmas message to the world, Pope Paul calls on mankind to free himself of the poison of selfishness and hate. A Soledad prison inmate says he and some of the other prisoners would be willing to trade places with American POWs, but Soledad officials don't think it'd work. Comedian Bob Hope winds up his seventh tour of the war zone now, says the morale among the guys over there is tremendous.